threats to our health are changing all the time. People have never liked mosquitoes, but with West Nile virus now throughout North America, mosquitoes pose an important risk to human health. People over the age of 50 are at higher risk of severe disease or death due to West Nile virus infection. West Nile virus has been known in parts of Africa, the Middle East, West and Central Asia, and Eastern Europe for decades. It was first recognized in the U.S. in 1999, in and around New York City. For the first several years, the virus expanded to reach other eastern U.S. states and into the Midwest. From 1999 through 2001, there were 149 cases of human illness from West Nile virus in the United States, including 18 deaths. The picture of West Nile virus in the U.S. and in North America changed radically in 2002. Virus activity reached to the west coast of the U.S., southern provinces in Canada, and was reported from several locations in Mexico and the Caribbean. During this epidemic, there were more than 4,000 cases of human illness reported in the U.S. and 284 deaths. This was the largest outbreak of a mosquito-borne illness in the U.S. in recent decades. People can reduce the chance of becoming infected by avoiding mosquito bites. West Nile virus is now in most of the United States. The most common way people become infected is through the bite of an infected mosquito. As West Nile virus has moved across the continent, many people have become concerned about this relatively new risk. West Nile virus is a serious issue, and we all need to make some small changes to reduce the risk of infection for ourselves and for our families. The goal of this presentation is to help communities better understand West Nile virus and how individuals and communities can take positive steps to reduce West Nile virus risk.